What is the bracha on puffed wheat? Puffed wheat is wheat that you basically take and you heat in a pressurized environment where the kernels of wheat become puffed. In other words, they remain whole, the kernels. They're not disintegrated. They don't disintegrate and they don't fall apart. They remain intact. Nevertheless, they somewhat undergo a process of development by the fact that you put them in a pressurized environment and they pop out and they puff out. Does the bracha change from hadama to mezoinis, and therefore you would make a mezoinis when eating cereals that are made from puffed wheat, such as they call it in Eretz Yisrael shalva, or there's certain type of sugar crisp type of cereals where it's made from puffed wheat? Or do we say no, the bracha is hadama because it didn't undergo enough of a change and therefore it stayed hadama? That is the question, and it's a similar shiloh to the shiloh of Rice Krispies, which we'll also briefly discuss. But in order to get to the shiloh, we have to give a brief akdama. The rule is very simple. The rule is, if you take one of the five grains, chita, se'ira, right, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, and you go and you bake it, you turn it into a bread, the halach is, the bracha is hamoitzi. And after you eat it, you finish the meal, you make birchas hamazon, you bench. What if you don't bake it, but you cook it? You take one of the five grains, and you process it, and you cook it into a tavshil. The halach is, the bracha is not hamoitzi, but rather mezoinis. That's the halacha when it comes to making a tavshil from one of the five grains. So again, you take one of the five grains, you develop it. You basically elevate its status. You either bake it into a bread, then it's hamoitzi, or you make it into a tavshil, you cook it into something, liquid, then it becomes mezoinis. That's what the normal process entails when it comes to using one of the five grains to make a food out of it. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Lamed Zayin tells us a rule. What if you simply chew on one of the five grains while it's still raw? Your koises is achita, you chew on wheat, and it's still raw, the bracha is hadama. Because since you didn't develop the grain, you didn't process it into something special, it's not significant enough when you're eating it and it's still raw. And therefore, the halacha is hadama since it comes from the ground and it wasn't developed and made into something significant and the bracha didn't change into a mezoinis or hamoitzi. That's the rule. So the question that the Rishonim discuss is, what change does the grain have to undergo in order for us to view it as something significant and now deserving of the bracha of mezoinis? And what is considered insignificant and therefore the bracha will remain hadama? We said before, if you bake it, that certainly makes it choshev enough and it's hamoitzi. If you cook it, it's mezoinis. Now, what's considered cooking it? There's a machlekes rishonim about a case where you take kernels of wheat or barley, and you cook it, but it doesn't actually undergo a tremendous change on Yedei the Bishul. What happens? The outer layer, the klipa, gets removed. The shell is removed on Yedei the Bishul, and it gets cooked, but it doesn't actually fall apart. It doesn't disintegrate the pieces. It still remains intact. The kernel is still whole. It's still intact. But the klipa is removed, the outer layer is removed. Is that considered enough of a bishul to say, okay, it's now mezoinis, or it's not significant enough of a change, and it remains the bracha of hadama? This is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina, according to the Magen Avraham. It says in the Magen Avraham, Rabbeinu Yoina holds that the bracha is hadama. Says the Magen Avraham, the Rabbeinu Yoina holds that the only way for the kernels to change from hadama to mezoinis is if you actually process it properly, which means that you crush it up, it falls apart, the kernel is not intact anymore, and then al yidei the bishul, it reforms, and it attaches itself to the other pieces, and it forms one big glob and mush, and now it's one cheftza, and then you can make mezoinis. That is the requirement for a kernel to attain the bracha of mezoinis and remove itself from being in the lowly status of hadama. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina in Maseches Brachos over there. Says the Magen Avraham, the Rambam argues, and the Rambam holds that even if it doesn't actually fall apart, even if it's still intact, but the klipa is removed, the outer shell gets removed, and you attach it to the other pieces, and you take this kernel, you attach it to the other kernels, like they bishul, that's a significant change, and it's that now has the bracha of mezaynis rather than hadama. So it's a machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina. If a person cooks kernels, despite the fact that they remain intact, but their klipa gets removed and they get smushed together, they get attached to the other kernels, does it retain its status of hadama? That's the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina. Or does it attain and achieve the status, the choshuva status of being included in the bracha of mezaynis? And the Rambam holds that it's mezaynis, and the Rabbeinu Yoina holds that it's still hadama. How do we paskin? So the Mishneh Berurah says it's a sfeka d'dino. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Ches and Hilchos Brachos in Halacha Dalid, says the Mishneh Berurah, Yesh Oimrim Dibrechosan Boirim Minim Zoynish Kishin Ispashlu Dechoshav Maisek Deira, that if it was, let's say, Husar Klipa Yidei Ksisha, you cooked it, but it was remained intact, the kernels. It was just Husar Klipa. The klipa, the shell, the outer component, the outer covering got removed. According to the Rambam, it's mezaynis. The yeshayimrim, this is the shita Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's bayir priyadoma. Kevin shahagarin atzvam shleim, since the kernels themselves remained whole and intact. So it's a svek of the dina, says the Mishneh Berurah, how should a person conduct himself? V'hanochoin shaloi la'ochlam ki'im b'sei chasuda. You should try to be chayshish for both shitas, and you shouldn't eat it. You should only eat it within the context of a meal where you don't have to make an independent bracha on this food, on the cereal. Now, the truth is that the Mishneh Berurah adds in brackets, Levad Svaras Taisvis. What does the Mishneh Berurah mean to say? Mishneh Berurah means to say that anyways, really, a person should be eating these items. Mitzad the bracha achrayna, you should be eating it only b'sei chasuda. Besides for this issue of the bracha rishayna. Why? So, the Mishneh Berurah is referring to a Taisis over there in Brachas Lamed Zayin. Taisis says the following thing. Taisis says that we had quoted a rule that even though in order for the bracha rishayna on the five grains to become either mezaynis or hamaitzi, you have to develop it, you have to process it, you have to either bake it to make it Hamoitzi, or you have to cook it in order to make a mezaynis. But the Gemara said that hakoyis is chita, if you eat the five grains raw, it's still undeveloped, the bracha is hadama. The question is, that's with respect to the bracha rishayna, that the bracha remained hadama. But when your koyis is chita, you have undeveloped grain, undeveloped kernels of wheat or barley, what is the bracha achrayna? So pashtas, you would assume, anytime the bracha rishayna is hadama, the bracha achrayna should be bar nefashas, right? Mezaynis is the bracha that earns ala mechia, but the hadama only earns bar nefashas. However, the Taisis is misupik about it, and Taisis brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, where first Rabbeinu Tam instituted to say al hadama val pri hadama, but when your kais is chita, since it's not a regular hadama like a carrot, it's a regular hadama, so you make a bari nefashas afterwards. However, Zok Taisvis, since this hadama of kais es chita is more inherently significant than a carrot, because it's be'etzem a mezaynis, it's be'etzem one of the five grains, you just haven't processed it in this particular case, since it's be'etzem food that's choshev, therefore, perhaps we should make a new nusach for the bracha achrayna, we should say al mechia, but instead of saying the words al mechia, you should say al hadama val pri hadama. That's what Rabbeinu Tam did. But the Taisis then quotes that Rabbeinu Tam was chayzer, because he says that lo motzinu, we have never found such a nusach instituted for the bracha achrayna on eating raw grain, raw wheat, and therefore the Rabbeinu Tam was chayzer from this institution. However, it is a suffix in Taisis if the bracha achrayna is bar nefashis like every other adama, or perhaps it's alamichia because it's more inherently chashiv than any other bayir pri adama. Therefore, Taisa says you should always have when you're eating undeveloped grain and it's not cooked or it's not baked properly, you should always eat it b'sei chasuda, so you don't have to get involved in the bracha achrayna, since it'll get patterned by the birchas hamazon on the suda. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah is saying over here. That aside from the Taisis, aside from the sheet of Taisis, that a person should anyways avoid eating it separately, should only eat it b'seich ha-suda, mitzad the suffix about the bracha achreina on a kaisis chita. Aside from that, if you're having this particular case that the Mishnah Berurah was discussing before, where you went through some type of process, but the kernels remained intact, the halacha is that you should only eat it b'seich ha-suda, because according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, it remained Hadama, and according to the Rambam, the bracha became Mizainus. Since it's the second Adina, if we pass on like Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, you should only eat it Pesach HaSuda. Azai Zok, the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this is where we come to the bracha on either puffed wheat, or, as they call it in Eretz Yisrael, Shalva, or, let's say, Rice Krispies. So, the bracha on Rice Krispies is pretty much clear. And it's not that much of a dispute, because the way they are processed is actually called oven puffing. And the way that is done is that they first cook it. There are actually two ways how they do this oven puffing. Either they first cook the rice kernels or the wheat kernels, and then they make it toasted and then puff it up. Or they cook it in a different way. Also then it undergoes some type of cooking process aside from the puffing or the toasting that takes place. And therefore, if you have Rice Krispies, the bracha is going to be mezainis and the bracha is going to be bar nefashis, since they are actually cooked and it's considered a tafshil of the five grains and it's not a mere puffing that takes place. And therefore, the bracha halacha lamaisa on Rice Krispies is going to be mezainis and afterwards bar nefashis. So, on Rice Krispies, the bracha is first mezainis and afterwards bari nefashis. Now, what about puffed wheat? So, this is a machlekes ha-paiskim, and we're just going to bring down the basic opinions on the matter. One opinion is that you should make mezainis on it. And this opinion is brought down in the Sefer Mekar HaBracha and Hilchos Brachos, where he wants to argue the following argument to explain why mezainis should be made on puffed wheat. He says, first of all, there's a big tzad that this should be pashtus totally in the discussion about between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. In other words, when you have puffed wheat, the etzem kernel remains intact, it remains whole, but the outer klipa gets removed. And the question is, do you make a mezainis or a adama? So it's machlekes tosfos in the Rambam. So the argument to make a mezainis, says the Mekar Bracha, is as follows. First of all, you have a machlekes, and according to the Rambam, already then you make a mezainis. Now, it's possible, he says, that even Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that normally you would make a hadama, in this case would be masking that you make a mezainis. Why? He says that the Mogen Avraham brings down B'shem the Beis Yosef, who quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, so it's really Rabbeinu Yonah himself alluding to this. Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though he holds that if the klipa remains, it gets removed, but the kernel remains intact, that the bracha remains hadama, that's only when you are cooking or preparing kernels for consumption. However, what if it's not wheat and barley? What if it's rice? Then the halacha changes, and even though the kernels remain intact, you still will make mezainis as long as something happened, like the klipa got removed. And what's the pshat? So he says as follows. We know that the bracha rishayna on oiriz, if you cook it, if you develop it, if you process it, is mezainis, just like barley and wheat. And the bracha choreina, we say, is not alamichya, since it's not one of the five grains. The bracha choreina is bar nefashis. However, he says like this. If you're, let's say, koisis oiriz, the Gemara says, if you just chew rice when it's raw, again, it's hadama, because you didn't develop it, you didn't process it in any way, and therefore it doesn't have any significance and it remains hadama, just like we had kaisis chita, that by barley or grain or wheat, if you chew it raw, it's still hadama. But he says that if it remains intact, but it's husar kliposai, over there, I, Rabbeinu Yonah, agree that the bracha will be mezainis and not hadama, like I said, by chita. Why? Because he says the derech to eat rice is when the kernels of rice remain intact and remain whole. And therefore, since that's the derech to eat it in such a way, it's normal to eat it in such a way, it's not considered not preparing it properly when you have it prepared in a way where it remained intact. It's not considered an insignificant preparation, because that's the derech to eat it in this manner. And therefore, he wants to argue, says Rabbeinu Yoina, by oiriz, even though by chita I hold that if it remains intact, if it was husa kliposa, you still make hadama, that's because you didn't process it properly. However, by oiriz, since the derech to eat it is while it's still intact, therefore, if it's husa kliposa, even I, Rabbeinu Yoina, are masked to the Rambam that the bracha is mezainis and not hadama. Memela, says the Makara Bracha, when it comes to puffed wheat, perhaps that's a svara to say that you should certainly make mezainis and not hadama. Why? Because first of all, you have Shitas Rambam that you always make mezainis if the klipa is removed. And he says, even Rabbeinu Yoina, perhaps he's masking by puffed wheat. Because the whole svara why Rabbeinu Yoina agrees by oiriz, by wheat, by rice, is because it's normal for you to eat it in this manner when it's still intact. And therefore, even though it's still whole, it's still intact, you still make hot mezainis. Puffed wheat is also, that's the normal way of eating it. It's prepared in this way. It's dafka like that. That is the process. And therefore, he says, perhaps we should say that even Rabbeinu Yoina agrees that you should make mezainis rather than hadama when it comes to the eating of puffed wheat. And he adds another svar to mitzarif to this equation, that perhaps you should be able to make mezainis before having puffed wheat. V'oid, he says, Remoishen is Shuvan or Chaim Chilak Aleph, in the end of Simen Samaches, says, let's say you have a case where you went through a certain food preparation, and you're misupik if it was actually changed significantly, the kernel, or it remained intact and only the klipa was removed. Let's say you're misupik how far in the development stages of the process did the kernel undergo. In other words, you're misupik if it mamas changed or it was only husak liposei. Says Ramosha, in that case, certainly you can make a mezainis, because then you have a svek sveka. First of all, even if it was certainly only husak liposei, you have shita sarama, but you make a mezainis. And therefore, even in this case, where you certainly have it husak liposei, where the Rambam holds you make a mezainis, that at least when you're mesupik, maybe it's more, at least then you can make a mezainis, because even Rabbeinu Yoina might agree in this case, because it could be more was changed than just the husar kliposai. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if you're mesupik, if it was significantly changed, or only husar kliposai, you can make a mezainis, since now you have a svek sveka to make a mezainis. First of all, it could be the halachas like the Rambam, and even if the halachas like Rabbeinu Yoina, that it's normally hadoma, but over here it could be significantly changed, and even Rabbeinu Yoina is maskim, that you would make a mezainis rather than hadoma. And therefore, the argument is that based on these svaris, we can make a cogent argument to make a mezainis on puffed wheat rather than hadama. First of all, because it's the derech to eat it, so it could be, since it's the normal manner of eating puffed wheat, it's like oiriz, where even the Rabbeinu Yoina is masking to the Rambam that the bracha is mezainis. V'oid, it's a suffix, it's not clear that it's only husar klipasa. It could be it was more significantly changed, and therefore the kuliyami should make a mezainis. V'oid, you could be moisif, that Ramosha Shtalsu, the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah, holds that if you're eating anything that's zon, anything that provides sustenance to you, mezainis b'di'evet paters it. And it doesn't have to be designated for the bracha mezainis, even if it's supposed to be a different bracha. If you make a mezainis b'di'evet, it paters the food, as long as the food is something that's zaini, something that provides sustenance, something other than mayim, or maybe melach, whatever. But the point is that most foods fit into this category where, according to the Kesef Mishnah, b'di'evet mezainis paters. So even though not everyone agrees with the Kesef Mishnah, but there's another tziruf over here to allow the person to make a mezainis on puffed wheat. That is the first opinion, that you make a bracha of mezainis on puffed wheat. However, some pleiskim disagree fundamentally, and they hold that you cannot make a mezainis, you have to make a hadama on puffed wheat. Now, what's their opinion based on? So it's based on the following. And the Hayitika Paiskim that write about this is the Madani Asher, where he has a very nice piece about this. And he makes the following cogent argument to say that a person cannot make mezainis, but rather has to make hadama on puffed wheat, or shalva, rather than mezainis. Says the Madani Asher, a very strong argument. How do they make shalva? It's puffed wheat, which means that it's pressurized in a certain environment, and the pressure causes the kernels to pop out and puff out, and it doesn't even really undergo the process of bishul. It's not cooked in liquid like a normal food is cooked before when preparing it for consumption. It's puffed out. Now, he says like this. He says, many shittas holds that when you puff it, al yidei heat, and you put it in this steamy environment and you have it pressurized where it puffs out, that process b'chlal doesn't have the status of bishul. And therefore, perhaps only if you have bishul, only then can the bracha change from hadama to mezoinis. Many shittas hold that since this process is not literally a bishul that takes place, it's just a puffing process, it's b'chlal not included in the category of bishul, and therefore you cannot make mezoinis. Now the other shittas disagree, and they hold that no, the whole point of requiring bishul is in order to demonstrate that you elevated it by processing it. But if you puff it, even though that's not literally a bishul, but since that is a normal, conventional way of processing the food, it's as if you were mevashel, and has the maila of bishul, and you could make mezainis. But many paiskim disagree, says the Ma'adan Yashar. Many paiskim hold that no, you need bishul mamish in order to become a part of the category of mezainis. And over here, since you just puff it, it's not actually developing it by cooking it, therefore it's not mezainis. And says the Ma'adan Yashar, and it's a svek sveko. And even, says the Ma'adan Yashar, even if you assume that it is bishul, and you do view it as being processed when you go through the puffing process, and therefore it's as if it was mevushal, and be'etzem you can make a mezainis, but weiter, you have shitas ha Rabbeinu Yoina, who holds that even by cooking it, if the kernels remain intact, even if it was husar kliposai, the bracha remains hadama, not mezainis. And he says, therefore, there's a suffix, A, if it's b'chlal considered bishul, al yidei puffing, and it could be it's not bishul, and therefore it's b'chlal not part of the category of mezainis at all. And even if it was considered bishul, you have Rabbeinu Yoina to contend with, who holds that if it remains intact, even if the klipa is removed, it remains hadama. And the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be choshesh for Rabbeinu Yoina. In the beginning of, in Simen Reish Ches, if cotton tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, we were choshesh for both shittas, and you should only eat it b'tei chasuda. And therefore, says the Ma'adan Yosher, you cannot make a mezainis, you have to make a hadama, because hadama patters it regardless. Anyways, even if the bracha can be recited as mezainis, if you recite the bracha of hadama, you're certainly yoytze, because lamaisa, the five grains, do come from the ground. As opposed to the bracha of mezainis, even though according to the Kesa Mishnah, but the Yavid mezainis patters the foods, as long as it's zun, it sustains you. But many shittas disagree with the Kesa Mishnah, and they hold that if you make a mezainis on food that's not supposed to be mezainis, you're not yoytze b'diavad. And therefore, he says, a person should make hadama and not mezainis. And he continues, and what about the bracha achareinu? If you have shalava or puffed wheat, and you want to know which bracha achareinu you should make, so says the Ma'adan Yosher, the Meshulchan Aruch says that l'chatchili should be choshesh for the suffix of Tosfos, that you were not sure if it's Adama or if it's Bayer Nefashis or Ala Michya, which is Adama Val Pri Adama. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chatchili should only eat it b'sei chasuda. However, he says, if you don't eat it b'sei chasuda, you eat it separately, then you should be choshesh that the bracha is Bayer Nefashis and not Al Adama Val Pri Adama. And you should make a Bayer Nefashis rather than any other bracha achreino. Halacha l'maisa, what a person should do, according to most shittas, is that he should make hadama on puffed wheat and not mezainis. That's the shita of most paiskim. Ramosha seems like he holds like this lemaisa in Archaim Chilek Dalet, Simen Men Dalet, and Simen Mem Hey. So Ramosha is of the opinion that l'chayri you should make hadama on puffed wheat. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, also held that you should make hadama on puffed wheat. So that's halach lemaisa. A person should make as the bracha rishayna bayir pri hadama, and the bracha achrayna should be bayir nefashis, but if it's but it's best to eat it b'sei chasuda, so you don't get involved in the shaila. But if you were not eating a b'sei chasuda, so the bracha rishayna would be hadama, and the bracha achrayna should be bayir nefashis. As opposed to Rice Krispies, which undergoes oven puffing, which is a little bit of a different process, over there Yutaka would make the mezainis, as we mentioned before, and bayir nefashis afterwards.